So yeah, and with the England manager, it's finished. England 1, South Africa 2. Your thoughts on the game tonight?
Yeah, we didn't play at the level that we normally play at. There's no hiding away from that, and so the boys will be naturally disappointed because they have set good expectations for themselves and good standards in their levels of performance. But we've got to look a bit further than that. You know, it's we are preparing for a World Cup. We were trying some new things and some new partnerships on the pitch. And of course, we'll be disappointed with the performance and the result. However, there are lots of other things that will be good learning experiences for us to take to the next step. And when you're working in development, you always have to look a little bit further than the result.
And you talk about that. You made 9 changes, I think, from the Brazil game. Real opportunity for those lads tonight, and some of them have come through for it really well.
Definitely, yeah, and through the whole camp as well. And you know, we stress to the boys on many occasions that international football is about a squad. You know, particularly when you're getting ready and you go into tournament football, very rarely do you just use sort of 11, 12 players. And this camp was preparation of that. Everybody got a start that came to the camp. So, as you said, real opportunity for players to get more international experience under their belt and take that opportunity while it was given to them.
Did you feel the mistake in the first half changed the game?
Well, it did, because we went a goal down, and both goals were very uncharacteristic of us, really. We even though everyone sort of looks at the way the England teams play and play with a lot of style and guile, you know, we are quite efficient as well. So it was a little bit surprising, but I'd rather it happen tonight than, you know, next month when we're on a bigger stage and maybe a bit more at stake.
Yeah, and talking about the positives as well, some of the changes that you made at half time, you know, the likes of Gomez and McCracken and Phil Foden, who came on, and you know, he's quality, isn't he?
Yeah, some of the half-time changes were planned before the game, making sure that everybody gets the right amount of minutes from the event. So the changes in the second half, you know, some of them were tactical, some of them again were planned before the game, and that's what the event's been about. It's been about making sure that we've, you know, give us everybody the opportunity, players and staff, to reach the objectives of what we set ourselves in what we wanted to get out of the last 8 days.
Just a thought on the South African team. I thought they battled really well tonight for the full 90 minutes.
And that's why, you know, we've played a South American team in Brazil. We've played an African team tonight in South Africa. And, you know, we played them teams for a reason. And that's because, one, we want our players, I know I keep using the word opportunity experience, but we want our players to get the experience of what it's like to play against these different types of opposition at senior level. But also, we know that we're going to be coming up against teams from a similar part of the world in the World Cup next month. So South Africa were everything that we expected and everything we wanted from them. You know, a lot of endeavour, a lot of athleticism, and a little bit unpredictable with different types of play at different stages of the game. But that's what happens. There's no right or wrong way to play football. What we've got to make sure is we're ready for all these challenges and maybe do a bit better than tonight, but perform against them, the different varieties of opposition.
Just a word on the young lad, the young Arsenal lad who got stretched off. Looked a bad injury. Is he okay?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I haven't quite had a look yet. You know, he's a robust player, Emil. He's wholehearted and
played well first half.
Yeah,
he started the game well.
Yeah, he did. He looked a threat, and it was a pity for him that he had to come off so early in the game. I hope and I think he's going to be okay. And, you know, we do err on the side of caution at times in these types of games. But I don't know is the honest answer, because I haven't had a chance to speak to the medical team.
Yeah, and going into, is it straight into India now for the next, is that your next set of games?
Yeah, so we meet up at the end of the month, and we've got a prep camp in Mumbai, which will lead us nicely in getting ready, get our final preparation done for flying into Kolkata for 4 days before the first game, where we'll be in tournament mode. And you know, we'll be going into what will be a brilliant new stage for us all, and one we're going to, you know, make the most of, enjoy, and make sure that however it goes, it's a good learning experience and sets the boys and the staff up for future.
You've got a tough group. You've got the likes of Chile in your group, I think. So again, yeah, another real test for you lads.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Chile. Yeah, but it's a World Cup, and if you look at all the groups, they are pretty even in terms of the level of opposition, and so I don't think there's any sort of long or short straw in terms of other groups of have become. But Chile, you know, were runners up in their qualifiers. They lost to Brazil, and Iraq and Mexico won theirs, and we were runners up ourselves as well by getting beaten in the final against Spain in the Euros. So, yeah, it's a really tough group, but it's a World Cup, and we wouldn't think of expecting anything different.
Wish you all the best, and thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks
very much. Cheers,
thanks.
Mate. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks for someone else. Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye.
Take care.